you heard about 2012? Is this going to be a year of gloom? Or can you make it the beginning of the best life has to offer? Welcome to Create Your Best Life Ever with your host, Allison J.K. Get ready to take some notes and sit back and receive some energy healing as Allison and her guests bring you the tools you need to create a welcome change. Now, here is Allison J.K.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. Happy Friday. Happy weekend almost. Today we have a really special guest, and it's a fantastic show. It's central to why I do what I do. If you'll notice the theme to the show, its music's really upbeat. It's actually good dance music, and I wish more of it played. It's all about thriving and having the energy to thrive. And we're going to be presenting information today that's not typically known in our culture about how to have that level of energy. Instead, what we frequently hear is, I'm burned out, or I've lost my get up and go, or my engine's running low. And we're talking about today ways instead to have that energy to not only get through our day, but to do all the things that we want to do. It's a very different concept. We're going to be talking with he's been called one of the two great herbalists in the world today, George Lamoureux, who founded Jing Herbs, and he is a fantastic educator. I met him at the Longevity Conference when I was volunteering for David Wolf's Longevity Conference in LA in 2010. I had only been back from living in Asia for 10 years for 2 months. I was there actually for my birthday. And John Robbins, who wrote Diet for New America, and who's the reason why I became a vegetarian 20 years ago, was there as a keynote speaker, unbeknownst to me ahead of time. So it was a really special birthday gift. George has a wealth of knowledge to share with us. Please do get ready to really learn a whole new way to treat yourself and your life. This information is life-changing. And we're going to do our best today to kind of distill what for me has been 20-plus years of learning, and George more than that, into what you can easily incorporate into your life so that you can do the things you want to do and have the kind of energy, not just the energy, but the kind of energy you want in order to thrive. So I welcome George on the show. He has started, he's been on Wall Street, he's been in the restaurant industry, and he has a story about a person he worked with, and I believe, George, it's a person you work with in the restaurant industry who you saw drinking these odd drinks. And then later you notice that he seemed to always be happy and have a good amount of energy. So do you want to come in and talk about that?
Yes, absolutely. It's really good to be with you today, Allison. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for being here. I'm really happy to have you.
You're welcome. It's the way that I was introduced to herbalism. I was working in a really upscale restaurant in Los Angeles, and one of my coworkers, one of the things that I noticed about this person was he always had this incredible amount of energy, and he was never sick, and he was always in a good mood. And one of the things that he had every day, he would come in and he had this little concoction with him, and it looked like muddy water.
Right, right.
And he was drinking that all day. So I finally decided, you know, maybe all of those things that he's exhibiting has something to do with that little muddy water that he's drinking. So I asked him about it, and he introduced me to this little herb store in Los Angeles. And it was, you know, it was sort of that life-changing moment when you realize you've just been introduced to something that's going to change your life forever.
Yes.
And that's what happened to me. And I've been doing it ever since.
Oh, it's fantastic. You are, though, in a special category of traditional Chinese medicine and of traditional Chinese herbalism. You're more into the tonic herbalism, which is used to it's a transformative and health cultivation herbalism. It's a bit different. Do you want to speak to that?
Sure. Herbalism was traditionally actually divided into three specific sections. One of them was called tonic or superior herbs. And those are the kind of herbs that we specifically deal with in the type of herbalism that we do. And that's more about engendering incredible health and longevity and
yes.
energy. And then you have the harmonizing herbs, which are sort of considered the middle class. Those address imbalances in the body. And then you had what they called in the inferior class. And those are, and it wasn't that the herbs themselves were inferior, but what it is that they treated inferior states of health. So those are disease states. So those are the three broad categories. We deal primarily with the tonic herbs because we really believe in being proactive and preventative in nature. Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And this is one of the key differences between our healthcare system and healthcare systems, particularly to the Chinese and the Indians with their Ayurvedic system. This information goes back to about 5,000 years ago, right? With one of the first emperors.
That's correct. Shen Nong. Yes.
Yeah. And he's considered the father of herbalism, right?
He is indeed. Yes.
And so, and, go ahead.
Right. And what Shen Nong did, which was really amazing, was he not only did he codify and identify herbs, but, you know, he used the herbs himself. So it was, it was the first time that like experiences had been written down. And that was the great thing about Shen Nong. All of these findings have been written down that long ago. We still have that history to go back to. Yeah.
Which I'm so grateful for, because that's something that I say actually in my book, is that we don't have in America that sense of continuity to our ancient ancestry, whereas the continuum that China has and India has and Peru has, for example, they all do. So one of the things it seems like in our Western medical system that we don't have is this information on how to actually be proactive about our health in a way that we're not looking for definitions of diagnosis or illness once a symptom comes up and we're sick or we're uncomfortable and we go to the doctor. We're not even looking at getting blood tests regularly to just check and make sure we're okay, because Western medicine typically doesn't diagnose when we're saying we don't feel well, or we've been kind of anxious lately, or we haven't had a lot of energy, because we don't have anything in our system that deals with that. We don't run a system that's based on proactive health and longevity. We have a system that's based on, once we're ill, what's the issue? How do we deal with the issue? And so that's one of the main reasons why I'm so excited to get this information out there at a broader level, because we are meant to thrive. We're not meant to struggle or suffer. We're not meant to be low energy. And so where we are today in America is in a time of transition in all ways, as well as in particularly the medical system. The information that we're going to bring forward today, you'll see. So let's take a paddle backwards here, just a little bit upriver, George, just to kind of let us sit back and float on our backs down the river on our vehicle of choice, kayak, inner tube, or whatever, and looking up at the sky. It's beautiful here in Florida today, nice bright blue sky. What's the year of the dragon, 2012, all about?
Well, you probably know. I mean, the dragon has always been associated with a symbol of great power and mystical connotations and magic and that kind of energy. And in the Chinese zodiac, the symbol of the dragon is the only element that is actually not a real animal. So it maintains this aura of mysticism about it, and that incredible power. As a matter of fact, a lot of people in Asia, a lot of young couples, will actually postpone having children until the year of the dragon, because it is considered such an auspicious sign.
Really?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So you'll see a great, you know, like spike in the birth rate during this year. So it's also connected, by the way, with karma.
Really?
So there's going to be a lot of karmic energy flowing through this whole year. So people should be really prepared for that. Now,
George, can I ask you for a second, please? Excuse
sure.
me.
Mm-hmm.
We have only 30 seconds to break, and I know that karma is a big word with a lot of connotations to people, and not many of us really know what it means. And I myself was just saying to Krishna Das 2 weekends ago, I don't understand karma. And he said, not many people do. And I felt reassured by that. I'd love to maybe talk about it when we come back from break, why you say it's a year of karma and what that's meaning for what we're seeing in our lives specifically.
Sure. Absolutely. I'd be happy to.
Okay. Thanks. So we're going to go ahead and go to our first break. Thank you.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
We hear about so many techniques for healing, from crystal healing to animal communication and plant and flower essences. These alternative healing methods are being continually studied and can guide us through all aspects of our lives, from relationships to connections and communication. In her program, Adventures in Alternative Healing, host Linda Thomas seeks to explore these modalities through her guest experts and experiences. Tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Within each of us is an inexhaustible source of wisdom aligned with the natural world, with the potential to connect us to the sacred dimensions of life and to guide us to our own highest potential. This source of wisdom is known as self, soul, and consciousness. Every week, host Ray Nobrega guides us on an exploration of our relationship with the natural world through the lens of the shamanic arts. Restoring and deepening our connection with the natural world ignites the spirit within us. Tune in to Self, Soul, and Consciousness, Thursdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Do you ever stop and wonder if there's more to life than what you are experiencing? Do you feel like you deserve to live that life? Of course you should. Tune in to Shining Bright with your host, Regina Sisko. Through Regina's life experiences and her guest experts, you can put yourself on the path to holistic self-discovery and the life that you were born to lead. Shining Bright with Regina Sisko is broadcast live every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Listening to Create Your Best Life Ever with Allison J.K. We would love to hear from you today. Please call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to AllisonJKBliss@gmail.com. Now, back to Create Your Best Life Ever. What else is possible?
Hi, welcome back. Thanks for dealing with the commercial break. If you're live and if you're listening on the iPodcast or the MP3, you can just forward through the commercials if need be. I apologize for that. It's kind of what we deal with, though, being a simultaneous live broadcast as well as podcast. It's really making two technologies come together, and it's brand new. It's good stuff. So we were talking about karma right before the commercial break, and one thing that George and I were just chatting about while the commercials played was the example in my life of, I knew I was in Asia for the 10 years I lived there amongst the Chinese culture for personal reasons as well as professional reasons. And I knew that, you know, after a while, the present day choices I was making with a particular situation in my life were no longer causing the effects I was having in the situation. Instead, it was almost like some higher force took over, and I just had to end up sitting back and just kind of doing my best to adapt to it as it came. And I realized at some point, this is not anything I can understand anymore, what I'm going through. It must be karma, or it must be karmic. And I've just got to do my best to ground in the present moment and thrive here and now, even though I'm burning off karma. Apparently I was, because I went to work with a body talk therapist in Palo Alto, California on my second to last summer coming through from Asia, and he said to me in the first treatment in his office, you've just released more karma than I've ever seen one person release at a time. Yeah. And he's worked with, like, I don't know, thousands of people, including over in Asia internationally, and I asked him for a number so I could better understand that. And he said, you just burn off about 24% of your karma. So that's an example of what karma is. George, you want to come in on that?
Well, you know, I've always sort of understood the concept of karma as, you know, as a form of energy. Okay. And not only do your actions create an energy, but even your thought processes create an energy.
Completely.
And they could either be created that for benefit, or they can be created for, you know, for something else, for a more negative reason.
Right.
But the thing that will happen is, and if you are a person that believes that you may have been here more than once, this may not be your first time in this, you know, reality. Your past lives. Okay. The actions and the thoughts that you had in a past life may in fact come back to you now. So when we talk about the year of the dragon being having a connection to that karmic energy, it's a good thing, and it could be a bad thing. I mean, you could be getting some of that karma that wasn't so good that's going to come back to bite you, or this being a year which is so full of power, you have the ability now in this year to create a lot of positive energy for you.
Yeah, okay. I have seen so many of my clients, I would say it's 99% of my clients dealing with stuff coming to the surface now, whether it's illness or personal crisis, spiritual, emotional, mental crisis, wanting to move through it, and they just need help. And it seems like as I go in there, after the first, I would say, two sessions, I realize I'm dealing with past life stuff. I mean, it's so consistent across the board. So what I'm hearing you say is, if we don't even know of karma, or we're not aware of it, or we don't believe in past lives, nonetheless, what we're dealing with in today, in the year of 2012, is possibly situations that are related to something much bigger than the here and now and how we've lived this life.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, there are usually elements attached to every year. And in this particular year, if you remember, the energy of the dragon, okay, that's like fiery. That's why, you know, we always had that concept of fire-breathing dragons.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's that kind of real yang energy. But the great thing about 2012, the two elements that are associated with this year are actually water and earth. And that in and of itself is going to create a really incredible dynamic this year.
Yeah.
Because the water element is actually going to help soften that fiery power of the dragon. So that you're going to have energy, but you know, and water is the element of water is associated with dynamic flow and creativity and force. Like, water is relentless. Water can break through any obstacle. It just keeps on going. It doesn't stop.
Right.
But what you want to do with that water element is, if it becomes too overpowering, it becomes a destructive force.
Right.
Okay. And this is sort of where the earth comes in, the earth element.
To ground
it, but also to absorb. If you think about the earth can absorb the energy of water. It can like soak it up. So you've got both of those
perfect
dynamics happening in this year.
Of fire and transformation.
Yeah, exactly. So this is going to be a year of, things are definitely going to improve, like the economy is going to continue to improve. And there's going to be an element of people actually wanting to assist those who are less capable or those who have less of. On the health front, okay, as far as the body, the physical body goes, so when we talk about the water element and the earth element, you're talking about the kidney adrenals, specifically for the water. And then you're talking about earth, which is the digestive system. Okay. So during this year, we have to pay particular attention to making sure that we protect that kidney adrenal complex so that we don't burn ourselves out. because we do have the ability to be creating so much this year,
right,
we have to make sure that we take the time to also protect the source of that creativity.
George, I'd love to stop here just for a moment because
sure.
This is one of, and you've had enough trips over to mainland China so that you get this too. There is a concept that I learned from living at the pace of life, and I spoke about this last week with Mark Borax about leisure time built into our day-to-day and what I experienced that was said both in Asia, Southeast Asia, Far East with Taiwan, and then in India, even Western and Eastern Europeans, more so Eastern Europeans, would say, I heard this over and over and over again, Americans like to burn out their central nervous system. And what I learned after years of living there was, go, accomplish, do, yang energy, make,
exactly.
Create, but then also rest, take time for downtime, because that builds the storehouse, and we don't get taught that. Our culture is all about pushing and making happen and manifesting new dreams and ingenuity, and it's fantastic. We are who we are because of it, but we are who we are because of it. And now it's time, in my understanding, and this is very much central to the one of the three books that I wrote that's coming out soon. I'll have information about that coming up, is that we haven't ever learned how to balance out our energy. We're at a time right now where that's why part of the reason why we're in crisis in our country, because it's kind of catching up to itself, and we've got to learn a way to store our energy so that, for example, on a daily basis, we hear about people talking about this stressed me out, and I don't have, you know, enough energy in my tank to do that. Well, that's exactly what we're talking about. So I think it's appropriate now to shift into the concept of the three treasures so that people can understand better the words that I'm saying.
Before we do that, I just want to add one thing about the earth element. And the earth element is associated with the digestive system. This is also a year where you should pay particular attention to your diet. Because if you think about it, the energy that you are asking the body to produce and to draw on is going to be created from the food that you eat and the air that you breathe. So those two things are, that's really, really critical this year.
Let's come back to that when we talk about chi too, George.
Yeah. Okay. So, moving into the three treasures. Now, this was a concept that was basically developed by the Taoist. The three treasures are Jing, Qi, and Shen. Jing is considered the fundamental energy of the body. At the moment of conception, your parents pass on to you their Jing essence. They contribute theirs to you. All right. This energy is actually meant to last your whole lifetime. It's like a concentrated energy that releases on a day-to-day basis. All right. It's mostly associated, Jing is associated with the kidney adrenal complex, with the spinal column and the spinal fluid, with the marrow of the bones, and with the brain. Those are all considered really, concentrated Jing essences.
Which is a crossover, into the Kundalini releasing, which is a whole level of higher power sourcing a human system that the yogic tradition talks about, coming out of the seat of the adrenals, basically.
Yes, yes, exactly. And what you were mentioning earlier, in our society, when people don't really understand the concept of protecting and resting and nourishing that energy, what we do is very early in life, we start to burn it up at a rapid pace. And that's why you have people who are falling into problems like adrenal fatigue or, chronic fatigue syndrome.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Lupus.
Those kind of things. And those autoimmune diseases and things like that, because they really deplete their Jing essence at such a rapid pace, and they age very quickly.
That's a key here. They age very quickly. Part of these formulas from my understanding is like Foti or Hoshuwu, the common name for Foti means black hair, but it's really from an emperor wanting, at 70 years plus of age, wanting to sleep with a younger woman and saying, go find me something that will make my hair black so I can be better looking and attract the younger girls. Is that not right?
Well, it could be. Well, you know, the emperors always wanted the best of everything. That's for sure in China.
Sort of the kings in India.
The actual, the story about Hoshuwu or Foti, as you're calling it, was just an ordinary guy by the name of Master Ho, right? Who was actually born with a deficiency of Jing. So he was always a very sickly person. And one day he happened to be walking through, one of his fields, and he noticed this vine that was sort of intertwined, and he got the concept, well, it looks like two people embracing, so maybe it has something to do with romance. And so he picked it, and he started consuming this over a period of time, and what happened was he noticed that his hair started turning back to its original color.
So okay, George, hold on one second. I'm sorry. Yeah. I need to cut you off, and we'll go to break real quickly and then come on back.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Are you grounded in your inner awareness? Listen every Wednesday for Global Healing Wisdom with your host, Dr. Lisa Vickery. Global Healing Wisdom serves as a platform in the guidance of all beings on the planet toward birthing a new consciousness and grounding themselves in the wisdom of their own inner truth. Dr. Lisa's healing work is based on the one principle of knowing thyself. Find your inner awareness. Tune into Global Healing Wisdom, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network.
Our noetic reality, or divine knowing, is the source of true empowerment. Look beyond your limiting thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and perceptions. You were born to co-create and experience joy and fulfillment. Mastering the Shift, Living Your Noetic Reality with host Rebecca Skeel will guide and inspire you each week to live multidimensionally and shift into greater loving and truth. Tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the 7th Wave Network.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Create Your Best Life Ever with Allison J.K. We would love to hear from you today. Please call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to AllisonJKBliss@gmail.com. Now, back to Create Your Best Life Ever. What else is possible?
Hi, welcome back. Thanks for joining in again. And here we are. Let's go back to that, George, what you were saying about the faux teeth. So we saw these two vines.
Right.
They looked like they were embracing.
Right. So Master Ho started taking this herb, and he really started to feel a rejuvenation. And what was happening was he was actually replenishing his kidney jing, his essence. So he subsequently found a wife and sired many, many children. And that was the lore about that herb. it is still used today. A lot of people know Hoshuwu or Foti because it is used to keep the hair its original color. But one of the things that I, you know, sort of want to bring the concept of Jing home is like, if anybody ever saw the movie Secretariat, all right? And Secretariat, when that horse was running, they syndicated the breeding rights for like $6.45 million. Well, what they were buying is the Jing of Secretariat. That's what they were going for. That ability to pass on to the next generation something that's absolutely spectacular and special and powerful. So that's what Jing is, life force. That's what that's about.
Okay, so it sits on top of the adrenals. We have it at the adrenals, which sit on top of the kidneys, and that's the back area. But then when I've taught Qigong before, and when I teach yoga now, I bring in the Qigong aspect of the Dan Tien in the front, the lower abdomen area, and that's the second of the three treasures, Qi. You want to talk about that?
And this is really, this concept is really important this year, because it's one of, birth is one of the elements, the digestive system.
Yeah.
Qi is the energy that the body creates from the food that you eat and the air that you breathe. So it has that function of, you actually function on a day-to-day basis from the Qi that your body creates. So why your diet is so important is because the quality of the energy that your body is able to produce from what you give it is going to determine the quality of energy that you have to run on a day-to-day basis. And breathing is also ultimately important, because the energy of the lungs and the prana, all right, that's part of creating the energy in the body.
Right.
So that's ultimately important, and you being a yoga teacher know that.
Yeah, pranayama is one of the eight practices of yoga that is about breathing only. There's another practice that's the postures only. So it's found to be extremely important in the yogic path, excuse me. But also, even when I was doing Qigong, the diaphragmatic breathing that we have to learn when we do Qigong. So I would love to come back to the food, though, and come off the breathing for a moment.
Right.
What happens, George, if somebody has a diet that is, you know, a lot of white refined flour, they're eating toast and butter, and they're having eggs in the morning, and they're downing a glass of orange juice whose first ingredient is sugar. All of this is bought from the mainstream grocery store, and they run out the door. Now, what if they're sitting here listening to this, and they're like, yeah, but I have a great amount of energy? Would that be because they have good Jing, even though they don't take care of their qi through a good diet?
That would probably be, that would certainly contribute to it, because here's the thing. Whether or not you are creating a sufficient amount of energy for your body to run on, even if you don't do that, your body would automatically start to go toward the stored Jing essence to basically accomplish what you ask it to accomplish every day. All right. But there's going to come a time when your kidney adrenals and your Jing are not going to be able to basically provide that energy, because you've used it up too soon. So if you're not creating it on a day-to-day basis from good food and not just empty carbs and sugar, which create a basic dysbiosis in the body and really stress the adrenals, your body will eventually break down. It won't be able to continue. So the food choices that you make are of ultimate importance. And the thing about it is, and I am not going to say that you should basically observe one dietary form or another. That's a very, very personal choice.
Extremely
But what I will really, you know, beg you to do is whatever diet you do choose, that you use the best food possible, the cleanest organic food that you can possibly get. It will make all the difference in the world.
So let's talk just for a moment. I was at Whole Foods yesterday, and they had two different choices for red grapefruit. One of them was organic, one of them was conventional. I asked the produce clerk, the conventional? Is it like in the bulk bins, how some of the seeds and nuts manufacturers won't go for the full organic certification because of the cost and they're a small farm, but they'll be called natural because it's understood that they're not using any pesticides or GMO products? And he said, no, conventional farming is still using herbicides and pesticides, and it's not non-GMO as organic is. So I, of course, bought the organic. But what happens if we're not only not feeding ourselves dense, nutritionally packed food, alive food, or the nutrients are easily digestible and absorbable by our body, and there's a lot of nutrients in them, meaning paying attention to the soil that the food's grown in, where there's vitamins and minerals in that soil. And if we're not living that way, but instead we're living in a standard American diet, what is the GMO doing to the Jing and the Qi? Has that been fully studied?
The genetically modified organisms?
Yeah, those good things, okay. Those little treats.
Well, you know, I don't think that they have actually been around long enough to determine the ultimate damage that they're going to do to the body. But in all likelihood, they will definitely affect any organ system on like the DNA level, like, you know, on that basic level. It's just not, the body does not identify that as a natural substance. I'm sure when it goes into the body, it creates havoc. It probably, in all likelihood, it even alerts the immune system that something absolutely, totally foreign has just entered the system. So the immune system is probably ramped up, I would imagine. It's just, you know, it's a denatured product.
Right, and, denatured.
And the organs and the organs of the body will probably try to eliminate that as quickly as it can. So for the amount of energy that the body is going to be using to really get rid of that is probably more energy that it's bringing into the body in some form or another.
Thank you.
So you're going to end up, you know, you're going to end up with a net negative result, or you know. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. So that, okay. So there is some discussion about the food and the air and taking deep breaths, even just going beyond just shallow chest breathing, but even your belly moving when we take the big inhales, even in those moments of stressful times in the day. It's not just to calm down our stress, but it's actually to change our biochemistry, which is a whole nother conversation. So breathing and air help feed our qi, which is our daily supply of life force energy. And when that's not met, our system goes back into the jing and taps into that, which reduces ultimately our longevity, because that is our storehouse for longevity, the jing, correct?
Exactly. That's right.
Let's talk about the third treasure, because this is my favorite. It's shen.
That's funny. It's my favorite too. And actually, I would think that most tonic herbalists, this is the most important treasure to them.
It's beautiful. This concept even exists.
No, absolutely. And, the shen is basically the spirit. Now.
Or the heart, because I know that in Taiwan we would say shen and that would mean heart too.
Well, that's actually the Chinese word for heart.
Yeah.
It's sort of an outgrowth. If you have strong jing and you have strong qi, there's going to be a natural blossoming or an awakening of the shen, of the spirit. This is basically, your emotions, your connection to your higher self. This is potential actually, you know, being realized. This is when you become a realized human being also, where you reach your full potential.
Or self-mastery, for example, as other schools say, yeah.
Yeah, that's certainly part of it. And the thing about Shen, is that the energy that's moving from Jing to Qi to Shen, and Shen is also associated with mental activity, thought processes. And again, that's the kind of energy that you are projecting. Shen, you can see a Shen in someone's eyes. That's where you see the light of the soul. is in someone's eyes. And one of the things you have to realize also is that the energy that's going from the Jing up to the Shen, but it's also happening in the opposite direction.
Right, it's a feed.
So, exactly. So your energy, you can be creating thought processes, and those thought processes, again, can either be positive or beneficial, or they can be negative and dangerous. If a thought process that you're having in that Shen space is not of a pure and light energy, it can be a dark energy, or it can be a negative energy. And that you can bring back down into the body, which will also manifest on a physical level, and actually may in fact manifest at some point in the tissue, where you're back to the, like the Jing, the solid stuff.
Okay, so let's put that on pause if we can, because I'm being warned for another break. I'm sorry,
okay.
But we'll come
right
back in just a few moments. Thank
okay
you.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Did you know that your spirituality could actually be fun? That within yourself you have all you need to live a life of harmony and fulfillment? Join the Quantum Crew as they show you how to bring more joy and excitement in your spiritual life. Holly, Apollo, and Coulter will give you the keys to living a life rich in spirituality, love, and wonder. We are living in very exciting times. Tune in to the Quantum Crew, heard live every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Is there a difference between dream work and intuition? The relationship is closer than you think. These are mutually supportive concepts. When you dream, your intuition serves as a foreshadow of the future and can bring rapid results through dream analysis. Tune in to The Partnership of Intuition and Dreams with your host, Dr. Marcia Emery. Explore this unique relationship and learn to understand how the symbolism of dreams can be clarified. Listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Create Your Best Life Ever with Allison J.K. We would love to hear from you today. Please call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to AllisonJKBliss@gmail.com. Now, back to Create Your Best Life Ever. What else is possible?
Hi, welcome back for the final segment. I was just saying to George during the break that, man, I could sit at his feet and listen for days with what he has to teach. And asking him if he's going to start with MP3 recordings on the website, jingherbs.com, or his answer is maybe some online classes, but he's starting his doctorate in traditional Chinese medicine, apparently in May.
Yes.
So, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You guys already have a feel for what it's like to listen to George. Let's keep going. George, I just want to ask, direct this in a certain way, because I know that in the chakra workshops that I teach both a basic and an advanced one. I use that system because I have such knowledge of that, both from the years of energy healing as well as the years as a yoga practitioner, as the mind-body, the way to understand the mind-body connection, how our thoughts mm-hmm. affect our body, and as the way to understand or how our spirit and our soul is interacting with our thoughts, emotions, and body. But you're talking right now about the Chinese model of that. I mean, I know it from Qigong and from acupuncture and the meridian lines, because I work with those in the energy healing sessions too, when people's bodies jerk because the energy is opening up a block.
Right.
Like, I know that's dealing with the meridians and the energy running down the lines, or the nadis in the Indian system. But you're talking about if our thoughts and our emotions are, I would say, on a habitual level, a certain flavor or tone, then if they're positive, it's going to help build our life force or our jing, and if it's negative, it's going to detract and destroy. Is that
absolutely
accurate?
Yes, okay. It does. It has, it has the power to do both. Thing is that, you know, and the thing about the three treasures is you basically have to have a balance of all of these energies in the body. And when someone has a dysbiosis, when someone has a disease state, for instance, in all likelihood, that disease state, just didn't occur on the physical level, but right, that disease state probably had, you know, its beginning in another area, like it could have been in the thought process. And I'm not saying that people make themselves sick all the
right
time.
Right.
But I'm saying that there are those components to it. You have the ability to make yourself sick. You have the ability to heal yourself at the same time.
Indeed.
We can do both.
Indeed. So I know that in the holistic model, we're taught to look, when a person comes to us with a Western diagnosis of an illness, we're taught to look 3 to 5 years before the diagnosis to see what kind of rather strong emotional upset may have happened in their life, and to look to those emotions as the catalyst to starting the pattern of flow of thoughts, emotions, and then therefore energy in their body to then end up in a physical actualization of a disease, because the physical system gets disrupted by the continual habitual thoughts and emotions or by the trauma. But again, not saying that that's the only component to disease, that it's all interactive, mind, body, spirit. And that's basically what you're saying. You're saying body somewhat is well, spirit is Shen and mind is Shen and body is both Jing and Qi.
That's correct.
But then all three.
All three.
Okay.
They're all present always.
So how does stress, when we're on a day-to-day basis, how does stress affect us?
Oh, my God. I have to know. This is something that obviously there is, again, there's a good component to stress. This
right
is something that, you know, in our evolution has really served us well, because at some point, if you were standing in front of a bear and the bear was going to attack you, that was a stressful situation. And, you know, your ability to run, that fight or flight thing, was self-preservation.
Right.
That is a good thing to have. But what has happened in our evolution, especially in our society today, we have stress 24 hours a day. People do not have the ability to just calm themselves down, and they are always in that slight fight or flight mode. That's keeping the adrenals dumping adrenaline into the body all the time. One of the things that it does is it also cuts off the digestive system, because when the body is in stress, it will shut down all of the systems that it does not need to basically just to survive. So it's cutting down your digestive system. It's cutting off your immune system. It's also cutting off your ability to make good decisions, because the higher thought processes in the brain are also turned off. And the energy goes down into the limbic system, which is that base, the reptilian brain.
But another way, excuse me, George, I just want to say this. Another way that aligns what you're saying is it seems like we can't even get to having a higher Shen or the ability to self-realize or to have those higher thoughts, or in my life coaching, helping people, you know, bring forward their dreams and their passions and live the life they're truly meant to live, honoring their soul's truth and their special gifts that each of us have, that people can't even get to that point if they're operating at such a base level where their jing and qi isn't fully stored. So to have the Shen fed, I've just created a new word, that's just not going to happen. So if we stay at a baseline level of living and not nourishing our qi and our jing, we can't get to those higher levels of living.
No, absolutely. Yeah, that's what I was talking, you know, stress basically cutting off the higher functions of the brain, and certainly the higher functions of thought processes, really interferes with your being able to access or to really fully appreciate a Shen experience.
Right.
Okay.
So what are we going to do? We have some tools now. People are pretty familiar with the story, but I wanted you guys to understand that there's solutions. And in this Chinese concept of three treasures, particularly tonic herbalism, there's answers. I know that I take Reishi. I know that I take Hoshu Wu. And I take the Total Athlete. And lots of my clients use Eucomia, some for kidney issues and some for soft tissue issues with their tendons and ligaments and wanting to strengthen that. There's a lot of crossover. Each individual system adapts to these herbs and uses them for different reasons, but I'm using them to boost my Jing as I've moved back to the States and was completing my PhD and starting up the business and dealing with having lost my mom and living on the planet for the first time in Florida without her here, and a lot of stress. So I proactively sought out adaptogenics, both from the Ayurvedic system as well as from the Chinese system, so that my Jing wouldn't get tapped.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about Reishi, for example?
Oh, God, yeah.
I love that mushroom.
Reishi is, this is my favorite herb in all of the herbal pharmacopoeia. I've been taking Reishi every single day for about 17 years.
Really?
At least that, yeah. Reishi is truly a transformational herb. The meridians that it enters is like the heart, the liver, and the lung. And the fact that it goes to the heart, which is basically the house, it's where the Shen resides.
Right.
Okay. Gives you that connection that it has to the spirit. And that's why tonic herbalists love this herb. It transforms negative cycles into benevolent cycles.
Okay.
It transforms.
Excuse me 1 second. Yeah. JingHerbs.com, 15% discount, putting in my first name, Allison, Alison, JingHerbs.com. They're clean. His integrity with the herbs that he will buy from China is unequaled. Jing, J-I-N-G, herbs.com. You get a 15% discount thanks to the generosity of George and his partner, John. If you enter my first name, Allison, when you order on the website. So
it goes in the coupon code.
Thanks, George, because I think that we have a few seconds left. So Reishi is helping with the transformative powers. I'm sorry to do this. We're going to have another show with you. And another one. So Reishi is the best for Shen, and that's the first place to start.
Yeah,
thank you.
I mean, that's definitely. Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us today.
All
blessings
right.
To thriving. Thanks, George, so much for being
Be
here.
Well.
Be well.
Thank you again for tuning in to Create Your Best Life Ever, featuring Allison J.K. Please join us again next Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Now, enjoy your weekend and start making positive changes today.
Ariel and Cheyenne.